I'm so excited, Randall, about the hiring of Ken Fox. He was born on a farm, and it was that red clay dirt farm in southwest Oklahoma where his family grew sweet potatoes and cotton. And his dad decided that that wasn't going to be the life for him. It was too hard, and he got trained as an air traffic safety controller, and they moved to Alaska. So he grew up as a hunting and fishing kid in Alaska. I was very jealous of that. But then his dad got transferred and ended up in Miami, where he went to Killian High School. But he has an appreciation for agriculture, because even in Miami, he had family that farmed the Redlands. And this is the first time ever that a president of a land-grant university in Florida agreed to MC the Ag Hall of Fame dinner. And it was a great night for everyone, especially the inductees, one of them being one of our retired professors in animal science, Al Warnick. But to have the MC being the president of the university was a thrill for me. And he talked about his ag background. I have some of the quotes right here. He said from the podium that, quote, "I know that we will find a solution to citrus greening. And I'm also confident that we can navigate the many other obstacles facing those farms in the Redlands as well as others throughout the state of Florida. Because the truth is that the University of Florida can't become one of the nation's very best universities in the world, as we aspire to be, without being the best in agricultural research, education, and extension as well. And for the state of Florida to reach its potential as one of the nation's most prosperous and influential states, it really can't do that if it's just going to rely on tourism, real estate, or even technology. It needs to strengthen its leadership in the agricultural section as well." They're great words. I know he was well received by everybody. I continue to get texts and tweets from people that attended that ceremony saying, hey, we got the right guy. So hopefully it'll send a great signal to all of our stakeholders that IFAS has always been in the game, but now we have major support from across the university, especially in its leadership.